Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, congratulations. Happy anniversary today.
Thank you.
Oh, it is today.
Wow, that's great. How many years?
10
okay.
years.
Wow.
Way to go.
That's a big one.
I have not had a relationship that long ever, so congratulations. You did it.
We know.
Yeah.
I was actually saying to my wife yesterday, I said, you know what's going to be really weird? When we pass the anniversary where we will be married longer than my parents were, that'll be really weird.
How long? Oh, God, I never thought of it. Mike and I have been together longer than my parents were.
Yeah, your parents didn't seem to last very long.
Well, they did. They just didn't last very long after I was born.
Right. And then we wonder why you're in therapy.
Oh, God, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Gavin, do we wonder?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I do have a problem, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I really need Katie's help. So my wife and I said, we literally went this year from having the biggest plans in the world back in November or December. Man, the summer 2020, I've got a big birthday coming up, our 10th anniversary, your birthday. It's going to be great. We're going to have my parents watch Baby Zoe, and we're going to take the boys to Disney World, and we're going to retrace our honeymoon together, but with our kids, and it's going to be so much fun. And then we went to literally spaghetti and meatball dinner tonight, and that's about it.
Sure.
But we did have a conversation with each other that said, we are not going to get gifts. Now, this is not like the cliche Valentine's Day morning radio show content where do I still get a gift or not? I am steadfast in my, if we have a conversation that says we do not buy gifts for each other, then I am not buying you a damn gift. But my wife, I found out late yesterday, found a loophole, and boy, am I mad about it.
Well, what's the loophole?
She didn't buy me a gift. She made me a gift.
Yeah.
Now, I want to be true to my word. I'm not going to buy anything, nor do I even have time to scramble during a pandemic.
Of course.
I don't even know what I would do. Like, the only thing that I can do to counter her move at me was I got to make her something. And this is why I specifically need Katie's help. What should I do? I literally have the supplies I'm surrounded with in this garage.
You could still go to Target. You could still go to Target. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's throw out some ideas. What if you go buy a kit to make her bath bombs, bath oils, stuff like that?
Isn't it easier just to? I mean, I'm buying stuff if I do
basic. Basic. It's your 10-year anniversary. You're going to buy her bath bombs?
No, I'm not going to buy her stuff.
What are you, my sophomore year boyfriend who just went to Bed Bath & Beyond or Body Works?
I know what you're saying, but I'm not going to buy them because we agreed not to buy a gift.
Oh,
but
she had to buy the supplies to make whatever she made for you.
Do you know what she made? Do you know? Did she talk to you about it?
I'm staying out of this.
You knew she made me something? Okay, that makes it even better. Okay, so if you know what it is and didn't tell me, which makes you a really bad friend.
But a great friend to her.
If you know, would a homemade bath bomb be equivalent to it? I mean,
oh my God, if a boy made a girl homemade bath bombs, it's the cutest thing in the world.
I bought her bath bombs for Mother's Day. She hasn't used any of them. Any of them. Not a single one.
I'm not a
chemist. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, what do I do?
It's a kit, you stupid idiot. Teenage tween girls can do it. I believe in you.
Well, then why am I doing something that a tween girl can do?
Because
why don't I just
cute.
Get perfume makers, too, while I'm at it?
I mean, to be honest, Gavin, you're kind of stuck because today's your anniversary. You're running out of
time. That's the other reason. You want to be picky? Well, you waited until the very day of your 10-year anniversary.
I didn't know. I found out yesterday. I thought we had a plan, and then she found loopholes around the plan.
The fact that you didn't smell this coming, that's on you.
What if I wrote her a poem?
No. Do not do that to her.
But I'm supposed to make her bath bombs.
At least that's something you're putting energy into that she can actually use.
Right.
I didn't realize you already got her a basic bitch bath bombs for Mother's Day.
Well, sure. What else am I supposed to do? Everything was closed. You can't go shopping.
Father's Day, I got an earful about how I should have planned further in advance.
Wow.
So maybe you should have planned further in advance, both for Mother's Day and now for your anniversary.
I did. We had a conversation weeks ago about how we weren't going to do anything for... Oh, my God.
And yet here we are.
Now I'm mad.
Well, here's the thing.
Stay mad, bitch.
Here's the thing, Gavin. We know what you're doing today.
What?
You're planning to move out tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.